everybody. It's Bob Lament. How are you doing today?
Hi, everyone. It's Miles Tidal.
I can hardly hear you, Miles. Can you speak up?
Hey, everybody. Miles Tidal here. Hoo ha.
That's great. Let's go on to the next song. You know, Miles, we drove up to Decatur and spent some time there, and I listened to this oldie station.
Yes.
And it's like, that's how they talked. There's like three people on this morning show.
Yeah.
And they're all talking like this. Hey, let's take the third caller. All right. And then they would never let a song finish.
Yeah.
It's like, Tony Rudy, oh, Rudy. Hey, that was, you know.
Yeah.
Little Richard, Tootie Fruity, and it didn't even finish the song. I can't believe it. What are these people thinking? A bunch of idiots. Hey! We'll take it. And here was their big question.
What?
Because it had to be a little bit risque. There was a survey. Which TV mom did everybody say they'd most like to make whoopee with?
Oh, God.
If you get this right, you get two tickets to the raceway. Wait. This weekend.
And who is the winner?
Well, take a guess.
I don't know.
Stab in the dark. Just one guess.
I don't even know. I don't.
The winner of, and this was obviously some kind of survey that they pulled down somewhere, but
yeah.
Peg Bundy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought about that.
Did you? I was like trying to think, like,
or the,
you know,
mom on
what?
What's that?
You're drifting off into some nether regions of your mind, thinking about Cela Ward and what show she was on as a mother.
Yeah. What about
Once and Again?
Malcolm in the Middle. The mom on that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. She was. Somebody said that, but Peg Bundy was the winner. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the survey said, at least. It's
kind
of like Family Feud. Survey says,
name something people like to bite.
The big weenie.
The big one.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Yeah, I got something to say here before we start.
All right.
I'll
get it off your chest.
I'll get up. Hey, my sister out in New York needs a job. So if anyone's listening, email the show. Nothing dirty, please. She's like in middle management. She desperately needs a job.
She's a middle-aged middle manager.
Yeah. She needs a job. She kind of just quit her job cold turkey and just, you know.
Well, why?
I don't know.
And then now she wants one?
Yeah.
And she's having you beg to get
no,
one?
No, she doesn't know I'm begging for her, right?
Okay.
I'm asking this. If people out east can help out, email the show.
Yeah.
And nothing weird either, like, yeah, I got a job your sister could do.
What can she do?
Huh?
What can she do?
I don't know. I think she worked in a drugstore, and she sold wigs and stuff, so she can do a lot of stuff. Anyone needs, you know, middle management.
Well, it sounds to me like she's primed to be personal assistant to Carol Channing.
Hi, Bob.
You know how to put a wig on and keep me keep my pharmaceuticals filled so that I can live another 100 years.
Yeah.
Miles, I need an assistant, Miles. Maybe your sister can help me. Well, hello, Miles. Have you got a sister who can keep track of all my pills?
You are Carol Channing. You know that?
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we have a job for your sister if she can only hook up with Carol Channing.
Well, I think we have a job for you. You are the Carol Channing experience.
Oh, should I do a drag show as Carol Channing?
Oh, I'd love to see that. I would love to see that.
Unfortunately, I do not have the frame of Carol Channing.
That is true.
I have the frame of Charles Durning.
More like Shelley Winters.
It's Bob Lament doing Charles Durning doing Carol Channing.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it? You just wanted to plead for a job for your sister?
I just wanted to say that, all right?
Oh, you feel better now? You feel like you've done something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you been really mean to your sister, and so you felt like you had to do that?
No, I just thought I'd be nice.
You didn't like suck her in the face with a basketball, did you?
What?
You didn't like break her glasses with a runaway basketball.
No, that was someone else.
So what?
Can I tell you what's going on?
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
So my wife gets talked into sending my kids over to this week-long sports camp.
I'll speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so my kids recently went to a week-long sports camp.
They went to a sports camp?
Yeah.
What sport were they taking?
It was to be baseball, football, and soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a star player who played baseball, football, and soccer all in the same time? Bo Knows? Remember the whole Bo thing?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Like Pele's son or something?
No. No, it wasn't quite advanced.
Was it Carol Channing? I play baseball!
Carol Channing was up. She probably would have done a better job.
I'm a place kicker.
I can't talk to you when you do Carol Channing, Rick.
You got to think about Carol Channing, I think.
I know. I'm having this picture of you dressed as Carol Channing.
Okay. So your kids went to sports camp.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like some superstar sports camp.
No,
like,
no, it wasn't one of those, no.
No, like Ozzie Smith here in St. Louis used to have a sports camp.
No.
No.
Now, my kids are like 3 and 4 years old, you know.
So more, it was just get them out of the house for a week camp.
Yeah, no, it was only like an hour per day.
Oh, that, what the hell can they learn in an hour?
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I was not totally for this.
It sounds kind of like the Paula Poundstone baseball, football, soccer
game. Okay, yeah, let's not mention Paula Poundstone, because she's in some trouble right now.
The name of their team wasn't the Little Fondlers, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that Little Fondlers. Hi, kids.
Jack check.
Yeah. So I sneak away from
Paula,
work.
Paula, why are you looking in our pants?
Oh, jeez. Can I finish?
Yeah. Go.
So I sneak out of work for an hour just to see what the hell's going on.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
And there's like a dozen kids there, little kids, little preschool kids.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to teach them some little bit of fundamentals of baseball.
Uh-huh.
And it's really hot out.
It's
really super hot out.
A lot of sweaty little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like a 20-year-old guy and a 20-year-old girl kind of running this thing, right?
Hey, kids. Quit looking at the fat guy eating a peanut butter parfait. Let's play ball.
No, Bob, you weren't there. But no, so I'm watching this, and this guy has decided he's going to have a relay race.
Oh, geez.
And he's going to form the kids into two groups.
Uh-huh.
And he's spending like 20 minutes on instructions to preschoolers about how to do this relay race.
Okay.
Right?
What's that got to do with baseball, football, and soccer?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting to like the climax of the story.
Okay.
So he makes the mistake of putting my kids like first in line, you know, because my kids don't listen to anybody, especially me.
Right.
And he starts this relay race, and it gets off to a bad start, so he stops it. And so he spends another 20 minutes re-explaining this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he starts a relay race again, and the team that my kids are on loses. Okay.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, let's have a break for some water now.
Uh-huh.
So all the kids run over to the water cooler, and they hand out the cups. And the guy gets up there, and he's like, all right, the losers have to wait to drink. The winners get to drink first.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, no, maybe the guy's a little out of line here, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe this isn't what the kids were supposed to learn, you know, about winning and losing. And, you know, it's like 90 degrees out.
Uh-huh.
right?
Well, you know, I don't know. There are rewards for winning.
Yeah, but do we want to, like, instill this, like, in little preschool kids?
Well, they're going to learn it eventually.
Yeah, but you have to know it when you're 3?
Well, it's probably best. That way you don't cry so much when you get older.
Oh, please.
You know?
Please.
Now, the winner's going to drink first, because they're my favorites.
You losers can wait.
You got to run more laps.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's preschool kids. I don't know what they're running relay race for, you know, doing the baseball thing.
I don't know. I didn't understand it. I thought it was a
Did you have to pay for this, or was this some kind of free thing?
No, I had to pay for it.
You should ask for a refund.
I know. It's like,
hey,
it's like
losers got to pay me back my money.
I was going to say something. I thought, no, this guy's the coach. You know, I better not. Right?
Yeah, well, I guess they're awful young. They probably don't even understand the concept of winners and losers yet.
No, I don't know. I did.
Yeah,
I did.
I and you lined up right behind your kids to get that water, didn't you?
Yeah. You losers can stay by me.
It's okay to be a loser.
That's all right, kids.
At least I'm not. Wait a minute. I am out here in 90 degree heat watching.
Eating my peanut butter parfait.
You actually paid for this, like through the parks department or something?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What a rip.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you should have saw the curriculum before you started in on this activity.
You know what? My wife was talked into this by her friend Desiree.
Oh, jeez. Was Desiree's kid there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she didn't even live in town.
She doesn't.
So she brings her kid, like, from another town?
Well, no, she didn't even do that, because then she got a different job right before this thing started, so we had to, like, cart her kid there, too.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why she talked you into it.
I know. Mm. So stay away from these camps.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I think you're just mad because your kids were in the loser team.
Maybe.
I think you're just bitter. I think you're sour.
I am.
I think you're a loser.
That hurts.
Well, I didn't have any kind of winning-losing thing, but it was a sporting event that I participated in.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sort of.
Yeah.
I was on vacation, and during this vacation, I went and visited my parents.
Okay.
And I have a young daughter, and the grandparents like to see her. My wife is doing some educational stuff. And so we stayed with my parents up there in Decatur. And I had this whole Caddyshack experience at my parents' house.
Oh boy!
Now my father's retired, and he decided, you know, probably my mother decided, but I think he's just, you know, like you, he'll just take the moniker of deciding for himself rather than everybody tell him, "Well, why are your wife making you do that for?" No, 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 you don't understand, Bob. I wanted to wash all the cars and do the yard work. I wasn't forced to do it. I like doing it. But anyway, he's got a job with the Parks Department.
What?
Yeah, he works for the golf course cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was asking him what he does and everything. I'm like, my dad's turning into Carl the Groundskeeper.
Oh, that's frightening.
Oh, well, yeah, there. You know, we got to cut the grass. And then right now I'm cutting the fairways. And I'm doing pretty good at that. Maybe I'll move on up to greens. And we'll see. Of course, I'm not the head guy. But, you know, I just started. So.
Cinch bugs.
Yeah, cinch bugs.
Manganese.
So he's telling me all about cutting the grass at the golf course.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he gets free golf.
Oh, well, hell.
There you go. He gets paid.
There's an upside.
But then he gets free golf. So yeah. We went golfing.
Yeah.
Now, me and my father just went golfing at this, there's several courses, and he gets free golf at several courses because of this job. So we went for free golf at this little, we wanted to go to the one that he works at.
Yeah.
But they were having some ladies' tournament, and we just couldn't get a tee time, so.
They invited you, though.
They what?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Carol Channing could have got on. I might have been, boy, you know. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, God.
So, Anyway, we went to this executive nine-hole course.
Oh, boy.
Just par three, and you walk it, you know?
Yeah.
So we went there, and we played, and it was a good time. Well, then, and we really had a good time. It was real good. You know, both of us suck real bad and everything, but it went real smooth. Nobody was around, and so, you know, you could really hack at the ball and stuff. And so, but then my mother got the bright idea that she wanted to play.
Oh, no.
So all three of us went out, and we went to the course where he goes,
yeah.
Where he works at. And I swear, he got carts and everything.
Yeah.
So we'd go, you know, in style. This is a big golf course. And I said, no, I'll walk. You guys get a cart, and I'll walk.
Yeah.
He's like, no. Thank God I got a cart.
Oh.
I don't know. This is a very obscure scene from Caddyshack where the Italian caddy, I can't remember his name now, but kind of Noonan's nemesis.
Right.
The Italian guy.
Right.
His name was probably Tony or something. Every Italian guy in a movie was named Tony, right?
Yeah.
And so he's taking these two really, really, really old people out.
Right.
He's carrying both their bags.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman hits the ball, like, right in the water. And he goes, that was a peach, hon.
Right, right.
Well, my dad beat me at the little course.
Yeah.
And we go to this one, and it was a scene from there. I can imagine, I'm sitting in the cart thinking, thank God I got a cart, because it was like those old people. That's a peach. You know, my mom, it's a bump. And I mean, it's like, you know, they might as well have just kicked it.
Have your parents ever golfed before?
No, not really.
Oh, jeez.
Not really. They have. I bought my father golf clubs probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, just as a Christmas present.
Right.
Thinking, you know, maybe he would take it up or something. He was getting about ready to retire. And I thought maybe he would use them. Didn't use it. Didn't even break open the box.
Wow.
Until this year.
Wow.
3 years ago. Jeez. And my mom got some at a rummage sale once because she thought it was a good buy. So.
Yeah.
And they never got used either. So.
Yeah.
But, I was out there on the course. And I mean, it's like, and this guy, we had the carts and everything. This dude behind us was walking.
Yeah.
And this is a regulation. They have tournaments and things on it. And he was catching up to us every hole.
Oh, jeez.
I felt really bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was thinking, we ought to let him play through. But you're in carts, and he's walking, and he's playing through. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
And I was glad I had the cart because I'd hit it, and then I wait in my cart.
Yeah.
And then they go thump, 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 and then I hit it, and then I don't know why my dad did so bad. I guess my mom was pulling him back or something.
Oh, jeez. Did you probably let this poor guy play through, I hope?
No, we did not.
Oh, you were an asshole.
I said, Dad, maybe we should let... No, we don't need to let him play through.
Oh, you should have let... You're supposed to.
Well, he didn't actually... We would be close to the green when he got on the tee. So we kept just enough ahead of him. It's kind of like the Fugitive TV series, you know?
Yeah.
We're just that much away, like the one-armed man, just that much away from getting caught. You see him every episode, but he never got caught.
Yeah.
But, it was my... That's a peach, hon.
Oh, Jesus.
But toward the end, actually, they were hitting pretty good. But at the beginning, man, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a long day. And it was hot.
Oh, God.
You know, and then we got to the end. The losers have to wait for their soda. The winner gets his soda first. But I still sucked. It was horrible. Horrible game of golf.
Yeah.